so tenderly with the burning love that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris gave CNN her first sit-down interview since becoming the Democrats' presidential nominee. She talked up her plan for what she called an opportunity economy, if elected, and said she would consider a Republican for her cabinet.
I have spent my career inviting diversity of opinion. I think it's important to have people at the table when some of the most important decisions are being made that have different views, different experiences.
An act of Congress would likely be needed, but former President Trump said if elected, he'd make the government pay for costs associated with in vitro fertilization. It's been a tough time for Boeing, both in its commercial aviation and space branches, but it reported an impressive statistic on Thursday. There was not a single fatal crash on any of the more than 31 million commercial jetliner flights worldwide in 2023. That hasn't happened since 1959. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Former President Donald Trump campaigned in La Crosse Thursday night. Republican nominee held a brief town hall event where he addressed several issues, including immigration and the economy. He also came out in support of the federal government or insurance companies paying for in vitro fertilization. An audit is ordered to analyze the Department of Public Instruction's monitoring of school district finances. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee ordered the audit following financial issues at Milwaukee Public Schools, as well as budget shortfalls in the Wauwatosa and Monona Grove school districts. And you'll see changes at Camp Randall Stadium this football season. They include a giant new video display, more places to get food, more restrooms, heated turf in the winter to prevent icing on the field, and alcohol in the stadium for the first time ever. The Badgers start their 2024 season tonight at home against Western Michigan. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend. A few clouds, lingering showers this morning. Sunny by this afternoon. Cooler, less humid, 79 today. 55 tonight, 83 tomorrow. We're talking sunshine, low to mid-70s by Sunday and Labor Day.
If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Maximum hits.
The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from.
90s and more. Love Jack. You say, oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Some boys kiss me, Meet 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you're having a great start to your day. I'm Maddie Jones. Another great season of concerts on the square for 2024. Every Thursday night in downtown Baraboo, right there on the courthouse lawn. Free admission, and of course, in case of rain, it's going to be held over at the beautiful Al Ringling Theater just right across the street. If you want to take a look at everybody who's going to be performing throughout the next few Thursdays, make sure you check out BaraboOConcerts.com.
99.7
Some of them want to get used by
who's watching me.
We are headed into an absolutely fantastic Labor Day weekend. A few clouds, lingering showers this morning. Sunny by this afternoon. Cooler, less humid. 79 today. 55 tonight. 83 tomorrow. We're talking sunshine. Low to mid-70s by Sunday and Labor Day. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Betrayed, feeding on your hungry eyes.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you want to take Max FM with you wherever you go, it's so easy. You can stream us by going to WRPQ.com, or remember, tell Alexa to play Max FM Baraboo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Don't you Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows. High shoes with the cleats clicking, a check for now.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Harris joined by her VPIC Tim Walz in their first broadcast interview since the Democratic nomination. Asked during the CNN interview if she would ban a controversial mining technique.
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020 that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Ukraine's defense minister at the Pentagon this morning trying to convince the U.S. to lift restrictions on striking inside Russia using Western-made weapons. Three Dallas police officers shot.